This is Congressman John Carter from the 31st Congressional District in Texas. Well, we have been on what some people say is a vacation, but it didn't seem like a vacation to me. It was more a glorious trip back to Texas to work in my district for the last month. During the month of August, there is a recess, and we generally come back to Texas, work out of the Round Rock and the Belton office, and cover our district from top to bottom while we're home. It gives you a chance to talk with folks that elected you and gave you a chance to go to Washington to hold community meetings. I made two or three state of the district speeches where I talked about, you know, how good things are going for Texas, at least for our district, how proud we are of our soldiers at Fort Hood, how excited we are about our growth and prosperity in the Central Texas area. Upbeat and positive because, quite frankly, folks, we're blessed to have an upbeat and positive part of the world. And so it's always great to go back to Central Texas and visit with those folks. You know, when you've got the warfighters in your district like we have in our district, you can't get away from the war in Iraq, which is, of course, central and has been central since this session of Congress started. We've had multiple votes proposed by the Democratic majority to get out of Iraq in various forms and fashions. Those things have basically gone nowhere, and there's been no action in the Senate or little action in the Senate when House things are passed. And so, but there is a critical vote coming up, and I think anybody would have to be, you know, like Rip Van Winkle, been asleep for a couple of years to not know that we're going to have a critical report coming from General Petraeus. And after that report, a critical vote that's going to take place in the House of Representatives and possibly the Senate, which could result in the immediate withdrawal of troops from Iraq. Now, I don't think it will, and I'll tell you why, because I was lucky enough to get to take a trip to Iraq about a month ago. It was a over-the-weekend, almost impromptu opportunity that came up at the last minute, which I grabbed. Because, you know, I've made four trips over there now, four to Iraq, two to Afghanistan. The purposes of those trips were to see the soldiers that are from my district that are over there fighting. And when you send a division of soldiers in every rotation into the fight, we have a lot of folks that call Central Texas their home base that are in this fight over there. And I try my very best to go every time we have a new division in the rotation. This time I went over to see the 1st Cavalry Division again on their second rotation, and it was an upbeat and positive experience. It was over the weekend, left at midnight on Thursday night, and was back in time to vote on Monday. So it was a whirlwind trip. Not a whole lot of time for anybody to put together any dog and pony show, as some of the opponents of the war say they did for us when we went over there. But just basically put us in a helicopter and let us go see things. And what we saw was success at every level in the provinces. And, you know, we keep talking about democracy in Iraq and how we want these folks to learn how to govern themselves. I came back with a great feeling about that. First off, the first time I went over, we caught Saddam Hussein right before I went. The second time was just before the elections, when at that time the 1st Cavalry Division put together the elections that took place and guarded Baghdad as the elections took place. They had free elections. Those elections, they turned out more voters than we've ever turned out in the history of our republic. And then they've been struggling. And we can't deny that there's been a struggle going on with the government and getting it in place and getting it done. But the good news is that when we talk to leaders in the provinces, and we went to Ramadi, which at one time was a really bad place to be because Al-Qaeda controlled that province. I believe it's the largest province in Iraq. Now they don't control it anymore. Our soldiers and Marines have taken that province away from them. And they've done it because the Iraqi people got fed up and started helping our soldiers. And I think that's one of the good news stories to come out of this war, is that ordinary citizens who risked their lives to do this are stepping forward and telling our soldiers and our Marines where the bad guys are and what they're doing and where their weapons are stored. And we're having great success in cleaning up cities that were horrible just 8-9 months ago. Ramadi was a death trap 9 months ago. On this trip, we drove through Ramadi, asked if we could stop and walk through a market. It was unrehearsed, unsecured, and we walked through that market and visited with people and talked to folks. We visited with the newly elected mayor and newly elected city councilman, and to be honest with you, they sounded a whole lot like newly elected mayors and newly elected city councilmen in any mid-sized town in the United States. What were they looking for? More help from the federal government and economic development. Now, if that doesn't sound like any mayor in any town in America, I don't know what it does. But the point is, they're starting to think like a community and not secular. They're not thinking that way. They're helping us because they think it's the right thing to do. That's great news story for us, a great news story for us. I'm hoping that this vote will go well this year, this time, and we will do what General Odierno and General Petraeus told me that we needed to do. Let's stay putting pressure on them, and hopefully we can legitimately start withdrawing troops sometime in the spring when it is military sound to do so. That's what I'm hoping will come out of this vote. Just briefly, an issue that's big in my district is immigration. And over the next 4 to 6 months, starting with this month with two bills, I'm going to drop a series of bills in which I propose to deal with the issues that are the big issues: the border, the security of the United States, enforcing the laws that are in place, law enforcement. It's going to be very heavily weighted towards law enforcement and the federal government reimbursing local law enforcement for their participation. It's going to be about guarding our borders. It's going to be about identifying and tracking people so that we will be able to have in place a system that will be able to do that. And then it's going to be about putting together a work program that does not have anything to do with amnesty and will require people confessing to the crime that they have committed breaking into our country. We'll talk about this next time, but I wanted to let you know we're working on it. We hope that we'll get good support from both sides of the aisle and can start to really address the issues one by one in an orderly form that need to be addressed to solve the immigration problem. I thank you for listening to me, and I'll be talking to you next time.